by many who he loved. But it's if perchance God may grant them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, we suffer all these things. And we possess our souls in it. Because those that give up will lose their souls. Because they give up to gain their life. What will you give in exchange for your soul? What is a soul worth to you? All the money you've put together in this world and your soul you don't possess. What a real bummer that is. But that's the thing about people. They think they do possess their souls, so they don't look to take possession. They don't look to see how they might obtain their soul. They don't see their souls as lost. My soul isn't lost. I've got it right here. You got to think of yourself as having a mortgage on your soul. And every time you sin, it's like missing a payment. Your soul is liable to be repossessed. Repossessed by death. Out of death and out of nothingness you came, and to death you shall return, except God grant you eternal life. He says that when Jerusalem is compassed with armies, know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Interesting, instead of talking about the abomination of desolation, he's talking about a closer desolation. That near fulfillment. Not the abomination, but the desolation. And so he says, hey, this is why they should flee. Because the city's going to be destroyed. But if you're in it, don't try to get away. And if you're out of it, don't try to get in. These are the days of vengeance. And all things which are written may be fulfilled. All the things that Jesus said concerning what would be for Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered and you would not? Your house has left you desolate. Woe to them that are with child. Hey, being pregnant at a time like that, what a bad time to be pregnant. What a bad time to have a suckling baby. So I'm always thankful for every moment that passes. Every day, every month, every year that my children grow older. Because I long for them to be grown up because I do not want to have children during that time when it comes. Just like that time was a bad time to have children, there's going to be a time coming when it's not going to be so good to have little ones. There's going to be wrath upon this people. He was speaking of the Jews. But just because he's focusing on the near fulfillment, don't let it distract you from the fact that there is a long fulfillment. And these words will again ring true in a different sense. Obviously not to be scattered among the nations like the Jews were scattered among the nations. But Christ will smite the earth with the sword of his mouth and slay them with the breath of his lips. He shall be, and they shall be led away captive in all nations. That exactly is what happened to the Jews. For like almost, 1,800 and some odd years. Nearly 2 millennia. And Jerusalem would be trodden down of the Gentiles. It would fall under Gentile domination till the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now maybe the times of the Gentiles have been fulfilled. But that doesn't say, and that's the sign of the end. But that could be. That could be one sign that the end is close. But we are not living in the end times. See, we are close to the end. I do believe that. We are close. I believe it. Now, I could be wrong. That one thing I'll yield, I could be wrong. It could be 1,000 years away. Because, you know, the Dome of the Rock is still there. The Gentiles still hold sway. A little bit. The Jews have control of the city. But the holiest shrine is still under the control of the Muslims. And when will that change? Will it change? These are questions that we don't know the answers to. That could last another 1,000 years like that. Who knows? Right? I don't know. Or maybe the Jewish state will evaporate like the Crusader states. That's what the Muslims are hoping. They haven't been there long. Understand, the Crusader kingdoms last as long as the state of Israel. But it's when their strength began to wane. That a stronger than they came and kicked them out. Saladin. So, don't be, just because things are now doesn't mean they're going to stay that way. Once the Gentiles take it back, then where is your prophecy going to be? Your interpretation, I should say. So are they fulfilled? Are they not fulfilled? I believe we're in the end. I believe that maybe they have been fulfilled or they're about to be fulfilled. We're close to the end. Again, it's so tempting to say in the end. We're close to the end. Yeah, I think so. I think within my lifetime, I'll see the return of Christ. Even if I'm face down in a pool of my own blood. I'll get up and see it. But it could easily be 10 or 20 years off. And I tend to be inclined to hope that, because I would like to grow some more. I'm not ready for it. If it were to come right away, I would be caught, not with my pants down, but with my clothes only half dressed, you know? I really don't want that to be for me. But when I'm ready for battle, yeah, I want to go to battle. And if others aren't ready, I want to be sympathetic. Because God has been long-suffering and sympathetic to me. I want to be helpful. But then again, remember the wise and foolish virgins from Matthew chapter 25? Go listen to Matthew chapter 25. Verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. I love those verses. Those are the things I think about in my sleep. Or I like to think about in my sleep. Signs in the sun. Men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God because of the plague of the hail. The sun was smitten and men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God because of their pains and their sores.